Chapter 1. What do we have? Detective Parkerson asked the officer on the scene as he ducked under the yellow police tape surrounding the scene. It was an early, brisk autumn morning in Norman, Oklahoma. The sun was barely showing itself to the world as the morning dew glimmered off the grass. A light fog was setting the scene in a clearing within the woods of the park. Female, mid-20s. Detective Parkerson walked around the dead body, which was bound to a large X made by 2x4s, nailed together in the center. The victim was naked with her arms and legs stretched out, each bound to the separate lumber ties with nylon rope. Her head was bent backward, eyes wide open, looking towards the sky. She was petite, about 5'5" tall, with long blonde hair hanging in front of her eyes and face. Although her eyes were bloodshot, you could still see the bright blue irises shining through. Her skin was fair, with no tan lines visible. She had a small nose and a round face. She was both pretty and innocent-looking. "How'd she die?" Park asked the coroner. "Strangulation. Well, at least preliminarily. Until we get an autopsy, we can't be 100% sure." The coroner walked Park around the body to the head. It was makeshift X was leaning against two trees in the middle of the woods in Lake Thunderbird State Park. "See here?" he pointed at the victim's neck. "Ligature strangulation, probably by the same nylon rope they used to tie her to this thing. You can see the ligature mark around her neck." "Is she supposed to be crucified?" "It looks like it," Park observed. "Wasn't there a murder a few months back with the same X thing?" "Yes, there was. Male, mid-20s. Crux de Cusada," Park answered. "What's that mean?" "X-shaped crucifixion, or the St. Andrew's Cross." Park remembered learning that during the investigation of a similar case 6 months ago. He never found the killer, not one shred of evidence. That victim's name was Anthony Miller. He was 24, finishing his master's in education at the University of Oklahoma City. He was the epitome of a model human being. He lived with his parents so he could take care of his father. He went to church every Sunday and volunteered regularly. Nothing about him would point to someone wanting to murder him. "Do you think these cases are related?" "I would think so, or we are looking at a very weird coincidence. So did she die in this X, or was she put here after she was strangled?" "After. If she was strangled while on this contraption, you would see ligature marks on her wrists and ankles showing struggle. You only see a slight indentation around her wrists and ankles, like they have not moved. Plus, the way the indentations on her wrists and ankles are indicate that she was dead at the time of the binding." "Just like Mr. Miller. So the killer, or killers, strangled her and then put her on this X." Park walked around the X staring at the grass. He crouched down and pulled a nail out of the grass and bagged it and handed it to the officer trailing him. "Looks like they put this thing together here. There are no drag marks or tire marks, so the killer or killers walked the body and the materials to this location. If this were done by one person, he or she would have to had to take multiple trips. We need to look around for shoe prints. Also, where is the closest place for someone to park a truck or SUV?" "There's a parking lot about a half mile from here that we passed driving into here." John pointed over his shoulder. Park started walking slowly towards the parking lot, looking down for any signs of the killer or killers. After about 10 minutes of scouring for evidence and finding nothing, Park found the closest uniformed officer and asked, "Do we have any identification as whom the victim is?" "No, sir. There was nothing to identify her at the scene." "Who found her? Are they still here?" "Yes, that older gentleman over there. His name is Merrill Thompson. He takes a walk through here every morning." The officer pointed to an area back towards the body. "A little off path for a morning stroll." "Thanks." Park walked over to Mr. Thompson. "Hi, Mr. Thompson. I'm Detective Parkerson. Can you tell me how you came upon the victim?"
I take walks here every morning. I walked through the woods and there she was. I pulled out my cell phone and called 911 immediately, and I waited here for someone to show up."
"What time was this?" Park asked.
5:46 a.m.
"Wow, that's pretty early."
"I don't sleep well, and an early morning walk through the woods helps my joints wake up. Also, watching the sunrise comforts me. But not today," Mr. Thompson responded.
"Do you usually go off path when you walk? This is a pretty secluded place."
"I just like to wander through the woods. I came upon this clearing in the woods a few weeks ago and thought it was peaceful. You know, a nice place off the beaten path to clear my head. Pun intended."
Mr. Thompson laughed. "Did you see anyone else around here?"
No one.
"Okay, thank you. I need you to give a formal statement
Officer McMahon will take care of you. If we have any questions, we will get in touch. Leave your number and address. If you think of anything, please call me. Park handed him his business card and walked back towards his car. As Park drove back to the station, his thoughts centered on Anthony Miller. The scene was the same, and he was also discovered early in the morning. Park surmised that to mean the killer must have been placed the body in the middle of the night or pre-dawn. The Miller case still haunted Park. It was one of the few cases that stuck with him. The type of case that when his mind was silent, it would spontaneously erupt into his consciousness, ruining his peace. It gnawed at him, causing many sleepless nights. Only bourbon would allow him to move past it. He wasn't an alcoholic, but he did need the warmth to blanket his mind and body so he could sleep during certain nights. Park arrived at the station. He sat at his desk, logged into his computer, and pulled up the Anthony Miller case and started to read his notes. Anthony Miller was found bound by his wrists and ankles to an X-shaped contraption with nylon rope at Andrews Park. The X was leaning against the amphitheater stage. He was strangled with a nylon rope. He was dead before being bound to the wood planks, according to the forensic investigator at the scene. A city employee found him when he was emptying the garbage cans at 6:15 a.m. There was no physical evidence at the scene. No leads. "Hey, Park," a voice bellowed behind him. Park turned around to see Lieutenant Gregory standing there. "What's up?" "We just got a call about a missing woman. She never showed up to work this morning and has not been home since last night around 5:30 p.m. Fits the description of your Vic. It's her mother who called. Mrs. Janet Williams." "All right. You got her address?" Park stood up and walked towards him, already knowing the answer. He grabbed the piece of paper from the lieutenant's hand and walked towards the station's door.